Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Pesachim 5 talking about the leaven. The Gemara answers and talks about, from a first verse I know only, that it's prohibited to keep chametz, which is in your homes. The notes point out, the verse states only that chametz may not be found in the homes. I would therefore infer that this prohibition applies only to when the chametz is found in the home, where it is always in close proximity, as Rashi points out. From where do I know? The Gemara asks that it is prohibited to keep chametz in pits, ditches, and vaults as well here in Erevin 5. The Torah therefore states in the second verse, in all of your borders. To me, the idea here being, we have to get rid of all the chametz in our house. We have to get rid of all the chametz in our lives as much as possible. Of course, you're still allowed to relax. You're still allowed to be involved with your wife and your kids, but make sure that real leaven, the real things that are detrimental to your spiritual and your physical health, you can get rid of. Get rid of that nasty, nasty candy. Get rid of that nasty food that's garbage, that's leaven to your bodies, that's leaven to your soul. Get rid of all those books that we shouldn't be reading that are not Jewish-based, that have Jewish values in them. Shows and movies, make sure we try to watch that have good values, moral values, that talk about moral things that are clean and have good messages. Of course, it's okay to spend time with your wife and kids watching stuff, but maybe you should make sure to ensure what you're watching, what you're listening to, what you're reading in your homes is really good and can be related to good, upstanding values. Just as we're supposed to get rid of leaven in our homes on chametz and on Pesach, before Pesach, so to, in general, ensure that there's no leaven in your bodies or leaven in your homes. A couple of years ago, my wife and I just started to get the leaven out of our iPods, out of our music. We got rid of all non-Jewish music. We got rid of all Kol Isha music, all music from a lady, and we focused only on Jewish music and Jewish male voices, trying to get rid of the leaven from our phones, trying to just listen to songs that have Torah values, that have Torah ideals. And then a few years ago, we also got rid of all non-Jewish books. We don't read the non-Jewish books really together, at least on Shabbos. I mean, I myself get rid of all them, and my wife also mostly. In general, we try to read books that have Jewish values. There's so many good Jewish novels out there. There's so many good Jewish music out there. And there are also different Jewish shows and different Jewish movies out there. Get the leaven out of your house. Get the leaven out of your life. Get the leaven out of your bodies. By and by, try to root it out. At least start small. It's easy to get rid of the music. It's easy to get rid of the books. Those are tangible things. Those are things that could easily be replaced. And we used to get music from many different sources. Now, usually I find it on iTunes. Try to buy it, try to pay for it. And novels also used to get from the library, but in our crazy times, try to order from art school or different stores or the like, building up our own library. It's easy to get rid of the leaven within our own lives. It's not just the food. Also, we got rid of the food, especially for our son's allergies, getting rid of a lot of gluten products, getting rid of a lot of allergy products, egg products or milk products, trying to focus down, tone things down, make things better for our bodies, a little bit healthier. So just as the Gemara talks to us about getting rid of the leaven from our homes, the actual chametz in our own lives, the quote-unquote chametz things we can do little by little, whether it be focusing more on Jewish novels or focusing more on Jewish music or food that's a little more healthy, there's ways to get the leaven out of our bodies, out of our homes, out of our lives, little by little, every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 6 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.